KQ4CRG, standing by.
KQ4CRG, W4DJW.
So, man, what are you up to today?
Hey, Robert, it's good to hear, I think, Robert, who you are. It's good to hear those KQ calls coming out now. That's something new for people who have been around here for a while. How long you had your license?
4 months. We got this mobile. We got old Gary over there at the club. They got an old program set up for me to help me out a whole lot. Then I went and bought a, the Bofane was a 8 watts, pretty good. Then we bought the DMR. I'm still trying to, I still got to get it program set up. I hadn't talked on it.
Well, there's quite a few people on this repeater that do DMR. I'm sure you'll be able to, if you get hung up, you can come over here and ask for some help. And I'm sure you'll find it, because there's quite a few people that are getting into that. I myself have not. I got one radio that'll do that, but I haven't taken the time to learn how to do it yet. But I'm sure it's a lot of fun. There's just so many things you can do in amateur radio. What got you started? What got you interested in getting your license?
I do electrical work by trade for, I don't know, 45 plus years or so. I talked on CB radios 20, 30 years or so ago. I don't know. Quit doing that for a while, but been wanting to get back into it. And a buddy of mine had a ham and said, well, yeah, this is the way to go.
Well, I did that same thing, CB thing, 20 or 30 years ago, probably more than that, more like 50, back in the 70s, when they went through a phase back in the 70s where everybody was doing it, but then stayed away from it till I got in. I was in my teens back then, stayed away from it till I got in my 40s, and I was stuck on a bridge on 85 near Boiling Springs, not far from Boiling Springs. I was stuck out there for 2 hours because of a wreck going southbound on 85, and I had a scanner in my hand that I used to listen to the CBs when I'd get stuck like that to find out how far down the road it was to get cleared up. And it had a ham, but it had a scroll bar, and you could scroll through different subjects, and one of them was ham. And I hit that ham, and I hit that ham button, and I heard two guys talking on this repeater. And that was 20 years ago. I've been a ham ever since.
Right there, yeah. Yeah, I was leaving here, had a CB in the car, and I was driving all the way to California from Spartanburg. I was in the Air Force. I just had got out of tech school. I was going to Riverside, California, March Air Force Base. Had a CB, and I think somewhere in Arizona, Kingston, Arizona, I believe it was. We'd go over this blind hill, and I heard some trucks hollering that some woman was driving on the wrong side of the road. If I hadn't heard that, we'd probably crashed into her, because we got over to the right lane, and sure enough, got over that hill, and here she comes, barreling down the road. So, yeah, I guess it was good we had them back in. No doubt, that was 1978, I think it was. Yep.
Okay, so you were doing that about the same time I was. I graduated in 76, and I was doing it in high school. I guess 74, 75, and 76 was doing the CB thing. That's when I got a car when I was 14. And I think shortly after I got, that's a Mustang, 65 Mustang, when I was 14 years old. And it needed work. But 6 months after that, I was on the road and had a CB in it. until sometime, you know, after I graduated, somebody sold the CB out of the car, and the insurance company wouldn't cover it. So that was the end of my CB days. But it is handy. I went back and forth from here to Charlotte, from Greenville to Charlotte every day for 10 years. And quite a few times I'd get stuck on the road and I'd want to know, you know, especially on the way in, what was going on and if I needed to find an alternate route. And it was really, really good for that. If you could put up with the language, if you could ignore the language, it was good for that. But I'd never have it on when a kid was in the car.
Yeah, I graduated 76. Spartanburg High School. Yeah, we about the same age then. So, now this is Michael, right? Is that who I'm talking to?
Sorry about that. That's this is Dave. Delta Alpha Victor Echo. Dave, I'm in Greer, South Carolina. My call is Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. Yeah, and I graduated in 76 at Eastside High School. There's quite a few Eastside High School graduates that you'll hear on this repeater.
Small world, ain't it? Well, Dave, I think I talked to you before. You try to write down names and call signs, and I've come up down to two or three different places. I even got a master book there at the house. I try to copy them all into, but yeah. That's about work. He gave me a dipole antenna. Of course, I ain't been able to use it yet. Just talking on two-seventies. So he gave me a dipole. It's pretty neat. It's kind of like stainless, flat. And that sucker must be 30, 40 foot long with a ballon in the middle of it for your coax. But we ain't never tried to use it or nothing yet. Set it up. Got, we bought a Diamond X30. And put it on, got on 20 foot of 1-inch rigid pipe. So it's above the house. We could talk on, but, yeah, like I said, just getting started out. We trying.
Well, I heard you throw your call out there, and I heard it was a KQ call. And you're only the second KQ call I've heard, ever, right? So we go through the alphabet, you know, KC was the first, that was my mother's call, KC, that was back, she was, her and my dad were both ham radio operators a long time before I came around. But I came in on the KI rotation, and then there's been everything, every letter up until Q until you came along, and the KIs were 20 years ago, so that gives you an idea of roughly how often letters change, and it's kind of good to hear a new batch of ham radio operators coming in when you hear the next letter in the alphabet after the one that's been around, that's after the one that's been the new one for a while. KO was the new one for a while, and they won't do P's, not in this area. P's are for other places in the country. But went from KO, everybody with KOs had the new call, and with the KQs coming in, they're no longer new. And you're new, and it's good to hear new ham radio operators. So if there's anything, anybody, if we can do anything to help, let us know. It's a good community. I think you'll enjoy it. But just want to say welcome to amateur radio. I won't keep you any longer, but good to hear you on here. KQ4CRG, W4DJW.
Everybody I've talked to has been real super nice, helpful and everything. I appreciate everybody. But, yeah, we're going to get on to this grocery store. We just pulled up. Sent some release to you, my bud. And we'll talk at you later, I hope. KQ4CRG. We back quiet.
Sounds good. W4DJW clear.
JKT. How's it going, Dave?
Hey, Eric. Doing good. How about you? You off work?
I just heard you talking to, I didn't catch his name, but I got in right on the end of it, figured I'd say hello. I'm up in the construction zone, getting off pretty soon, but yeah, I'm headed home for the day. What are you up to?
Well, I told you about that research I was doing for that hardware that could get down to the nanosecond. Well, I finally pulled the trigger on that yesterday. They come from a country that is south of Ukraine, but it says on my... with my tracking number, which is UPS, I could have used DHL or UPS. I used UPS. Said it's going to be here Friday, so I assume they have a factory somewhere or a warehouse somewhere in the United States because it's going to be here Friday. So I'm kind of like on top of the world.
Yeah, I know I get DHL packages out of China in 3 days, so maybe they sent it DHL, you think?
I don't know. I've never got anything from over there, even Europe. You know, that fast, nowhere near it. Everything's at least 3 weeks, and most of the time 6 to 12 weeks. So I'm kind of happy with that. We'll see if it gets here. Maybe it's just 3 days till it shows up on a system that's going to start tracking in a slow boat from over there to over here. Who knows? Anyway, I'm kind of excited about getting that in here and trying it out and seeing how well it works. How about you? Got any new projects going on?
Yeah, I'm still trying to get settled in a new house, and that's going to be a process. And, of course, everything is super busy But yeah, my project is going to be how do I get an antenna up in the new house so I can get back on the air from home again. So that's nothing exciting on my end, just trying to, you know, finish the move.
So you didn't get a house in with any restrictions in the neighborhood, did you?
Or anything, and Shelby doesn't even have any restrictions on towers. I mean, there are tons of ham radio people in Shelby, as you can well imagine, and there are towers everywhere. I mean, you can't drive to the grocery store without seeing five ham towers. So I wonder how everybody does with cross-coupling, because everybody is so close together. You know, I've seen, you know, two houses next door, both of which have towers. So it's that kind of place.
W4DJW, yeah, that would be kind of close to have a neighbor that's a ham. Maybe you could have, like, every other day. I'll be on VHF and UHF on Tuesdays, and you'll be on HF those days, and then we'll swap. Maybe you'd do something like that. I don't know. If you're both on the same band, you'd have to have, like, notch filters for every frequency on every band, I think, to be able to, one, not desense the other.
And, you know, even if you're on different bands, you know, most of the filters in your radio, you still get the currents in the receiver first stage. So I've actually had to replace in the TS-590 and 590SG, there's a 1206 resistor on the board that the RF passes through before it gets any filters. And when the rig is off, if you have an antenna plugged into this second antenna connector and the radio is turned off, that resistor is basically grounded on the inside by an electronic switch. So any energy you get coupled onto your antenna flows through that resistor to ground. And so if you have any nearby radiation to a TS-590 or 590SG, when it's powered off, you'll smoke that resistor and basically create an open in the receive chain.
And as a demonstration of how much power that is, you think that's not a lot of power. You think that's just a little bit. But when a storm goes by, I don't know if you remember back 10, 12 years ago, when Steve was on here, KB0, KBJ, he's now in South Dakota. He's been gone for 10 years or more or better. But he did a video one time when he was having a storm come overhead, and he disconnected his antenna from the back of his radio. And he went over to the dryer with the center wire on the antenna. The wire antenna is still up in there. And he took the center wire of the end of the coax, and he went over to the dryer, and he held it like an inch from the dryer, and it started arcing. That's how much static electricity is coming off of the antenna in the sky. So, yeah, I can see that damaging a radio, no problem.
Well, and also why, you know, you really have to be careful about grounding whatever surge suppression device, whether it be a polyphaser or one of those MFJ isolated, you know, glass, what they call GDTs, is to bleed off the static electricity. But also, you know, when lightning strikes, it's all magnetic coupling anyway. So it's not even really static. It's just, you know, a lightning strike nearby is causing a super high spike in current in your antenna, which, you know, creates some voltage across your receiver. So definitely no fun. It's always, you know, always best to just unplug everything when you're going to have a storm.
Yeah, that's why up at the antenna site we use a DC grounded antenna. So when that strike happens nearby or static, either way, everything floats together. The voltage goes up, but the voltage across everything goes up. There's no drain of it. They all go up together. They all come down together. There's no big current flow, just voltage.
The verticals are DC grounded for a very good reason.
It works. And I can tell you, I'll tell you what, somebody put one in the ham shack, not the ham shack, the repeater shack one time that was not DC grounded. And it took out chips galore. We had to replace them because of that one antenna being put in there. It just brought that static right into the little shack up there at the antenna site, at the repeater site, and chips popped like popcorn.
And speaking of repeater sites, this morning on the way in, the repeater was acting up again and had tons of static in it and stuff like that. I was just curious if you knew what was going on with it.
I don't know. We're on the backup. We're not on the primary because the primary did that same thing, and it got really bad to where it never cleared up. This one does the same. These are These are Kenwood analog repeaters that when they quit making them, I think the club bought what the club could find just because they knew that you won't be able to get these anymore. So we've got like three of them. And they're over 20 years old each. So it doesn't surprise me. We've got replacement repeaters that we're going to put up there, a prototype of the replacement. But there's like six things that have to happen with the antennas and the feed line before we can put them in place. But these the days on these analog Kenwood 20-year-old repeaters is limited, right? They're getting close to end of life. So that happens, but usually about 15 minutes, 20 minutes into it, it clears up.
No, yeah, we were, our usual morning crew was trying to talk this morning, and, the whole time I was on the road this morning, we eventually switched over to another machine, but, the whole morning, it was just nothing but static, and I was getting really low receive strength indication on this at TMD710 here. Usually, all the bars are up anywhere I'm on 85, but, even now, it's a little weak coming in just from a signal strength perspective, so. Hopefully they get it squared away pretty soon.
Yeah, that's the plan. And it's easy for me, like being retired. I'm at home all the time. So I'll schedule meetings with the repeater crew, the repeater committee crew. And they have to reschedule because they're working or they're out of town or something like that. So it's not so easy to do when everybody's volunteer and a lot of the volunteers are still working. They're not retired yet.
And that I'm on that side of the coin still, still working. And I always got frustrated at my church in Seneca when, all the things they would schedule would be like 10 o'clock on Wednesday. It's like, okay, well, I'm working, I can't do it. I could definitely see the frustration. But hey, it'll get done, and people have time when they have time, right?
That's true. I used to be in the same boat that they are. And I'd say, yeah, we got to wait till everybody can, and it would happen. It'd come around. Just got to keep keeping the pressure on, keep it relevant, and keep it to the top of the list. I tried last time we were together setting a date, and that date got canceled. So now I got to set another date. And it isn't even a date for when we're going to go up there and do something. It's a date to come up with a date for when we're going to go up there and do something. Just any way I can to get my foot in the door in their schedule, get on their calendar so that when other things do come up, they get scheduled around it.
I plan another meeting, all right, well, anyway, I'm coming up on 96 here. I'm going to lose the repeater shortly after I get off 85, so I'm go ahead and sign me to Dave. Good talking to you. Hopefully I catch you again later on in the week when I'm on the road. W4DJW, this is WQJKT. I'll be clear on your phone.
All right, Eric, good talking to you. Enjoy your evening. W2JKT, W4DJW, clear.
4DJW, KB4CBA.
Good afternoon, Bam Bam. How's it going? W4DJW.
May I have to start with that again? You don't even know what that means.
Was it Bam Bam or Bambi? Which one was it?
Well, it definitely wasn't Bambi yet, that's for sure. But, anyway. It's just a little secret, and, don't go around bragging about it, so, that was just Steve's way of, reminding me.
Okay. Well, I just heard it yesterday, and I thought that might have been your new nickname or something like that, so. Not wanting to be different than others, I just figured I'd carry on the same way they are. Anyway, how's it going? You've got your afternoon match in 2 hours and 20 minutes, is that right?
Let's see, 2:04, is it 6 o'clock? So, it's a little over 3 hours, 3 hours and 20 minutes. But, is that right? That didn't sound right. You're right, 2 hours and 20 minutes. And, you definitely don't need to be like everybody else, for sure.
Oh, why not? I just started a special military operation in the backyard against the black hornets that are starting to build a hornet's nest in the apex of the roof at the sunroom on the outside. So I took my multi-rotor up there next to him and just hovered it about a foot away from him, 6 inches to a foot away from him. Now, this isn't a war against the black hornets. It's just a special military operation. And only two of them would come out to play. So I didn't even have to clean up the multi-rotor. And I used the whole battery sitting there hovering out in front of them. And only two hornets would come out to play. That's it. The rest of them just sit there on the nest looking at me like, yeah, right.
D4 CPA. Well, I tell you, this is something I have never messed with, and if I never have to, is a hornet's nest. It just gives me the willies thinking about it. I'm glad they came out with that that wasp spray that'll spray like 12, 15 feet or something, so you can stand back and spray a wasp nest, and then you can run so you don't get stung.
Yeah, I would have tried that. I've used that before. I know what you're talking about. But this is, I've got a 24-foot ladder. It'll extend to 24 feet, and it'll only get to within about 4 feet of them. And I don't really extend it 24 feet anymore. I used to when I was younger. It made me nervous back then. I don't even do it anymore. So I tried spraying the water up there that high, but it just barely makes it up to them. But the multi-rotor will go that high, no problem. But they don't want to play. Bumblebee, carpenter bees will play, but black hornets, they don't want to play. They just sit there on the nest. Well, two of them did. Two of them came out to play. And I saw their little wings fluttering through the air like those seeds that come off the tree, and they go around like a helicopter coming down, about the same as that.
We used to have those trees in our yard because I remember those things. We had them that would float down and twirl as they came down. It was always neat. And always enjoyed watching that. But anyway, well, I'm on Haywood Road right now. I'm headed back home from a dental appointment, and then I stopped at the Chicken Salad Chick and got me some supper. Boy, they had some good food.
Well, I hope the dental appointment wasn't too traumatic. I got one of those coming up in 8 days. I'm not looking forward to it. It's either 6 days or 8 days. I can't remember. They had to reschedule because the hygienist was out before. I think it's just the cleaning. Those I don't mind too much, but the other ones where they do drilling, that's no fun. Hopefully that's behind me. I went 10 years without going to the dentist at all, and then I went for 10 years, like, constantly. And now I'm free from that. I just go twice a year. So I'm going to stay on top of it again. I'm not going to let that get behind. That messes you up when they have to do a lot of catch-up work.
I used to say that. I did the same exact thing. We moved to Charleston. I didn't go to the dentist. In fact, one of my church members was a dentist, and I just didn't want to go. So I quit going, and I had up here, when I lived up here, I had gone every 6 months with my cleaning and all that. So, but when I went back, I finally started back, and I only had 3 cavities, so that wasn't too bad. I was expecting worse. So, anyway, but I go every 6 months now, and but this was for my Snorgard. He is a dentist, but this is his specialty, is making the Snorgards for sleep apnea.
Oh, he's got to make it so that it fits. Each one's tailored. It's not like one size fits all.
See, just have a, it's like a pen, like a ink pen, and they go around your teeth with it, and it, you know, evidently, I guess it uses Bluetooth and sends it to a computer program, and then they send that off, that information off, and make the pieces, the two pieces, upper and lower, and they fit just perfectly. It's amazing. And you don't have to put all that goop in your mouth like you used to. And so he's real high tech, and I'm glad, because I hated it when they put that, you know, goopy stuff in your mouth and you had to hold it in there for so many seconds, and I just didn't like that.
Yeah, it has come a long way, hasn't it? I remember those days you're talking about. I think last time they did x-rays with me, you could see them right then. It wasn't like you were, right when they took the picture, you could see the picture on the screen, on the computer. That's pretty neat stuff. They don't have to be developed or anything, and then come back later to be inspected. Technology just keeps on moving forward. Well, I'm going to go out there and check on my second battery for my special military operation in the backyard, see if I can coax some of those hornets out of that. I got to do something to get rid of it. I've been seeing it getting bigger and bigger, and been trying to figure out a way to get them out of there, but have not come up with a way to do it yet. At least it doesn't involve climbing on a 24-foot ladder. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. Good luck with your game. I hope you win. KB4CBT, W4DJW.
Well, I just hope I survive the heat. And but I played when it was hotter, so what the heck. Well, you have a good rest of the day, and we'll talk to you later there, and good luck with the Hornets. 73 is W4DJW, KB4CBA Mobile.
CBA, that's Alpha Juliet for Romeo Alpha on my end. Good afternoon. How are you doing today, over?
Fine and dandy. Here is David, and sorry about messing up your call there. But anyway, it's not the first one I messed up, and it won't be the last.
I share that characteristic, I think, Dave. Name here is Bill, and we have talked before, but it's good to catch you here this afternoon. Just finishing up a couple of errands there here around the Simpsonville, Malden area, and heading back to the home place. Over.
Ready to pull in the neighborhood myself. I've been over on Garlington Road and back over here in Taylor's now.
Just a little break there for traffic. But the Garlington Road, you're over in the busy spots now. It's not too bad down here in this area. People have started to commute back home. But just had a little busy intersection to wind my way through. But that's successfully accomplished. I'm back here just starting to wind through the countryside.
I just pulled up to the house, and sitting in the driveway, see my wife's home, which means my grandkids are here. My grandsons, or two out of three of them, anyway. The two younger ones are here. They're 2 and 4, so I'm sure they are wound up as usual and ready for Grandpa to, you know, help him have some fun.
That's very good, Dave. That's you need to enjoy all that time you can get, especially with them at the young age. That's quite a privilege and a precious thing. My grandson is 20 years old now, and good distance away from us, so we don't get to see them quite so often anymore. And I just passing through a little bit of hollow, so I don't know if I'm still holding up here on the repeater or not, but I know you're probably going to head inside. It's been a pleasure riding with you for this short distance. Nice to talk to you again. AJ4RA.
Well, sorry it was a short one there. You just caught me near the end of my destination. I'll be going back out, but it won't be till about 5:15. I got a tennis match at 6 o'clock. Back over near where I was, but anyway, close by anyway. But you have a good rest of the day, and we'll talk to you later. Be careful out there driving. And 73 is KB4CBA.
Very good, Dave. Enjoy the tennis match. Have fun with the young ones there, and look forward to talking to you further down the log. Alpha Julia 4, Romeo Alpha, clear.